change one thing about this scene, I think we would have felt more satisfied by Penelope and Colin's end. Grab your tea and settle in while I change your perspective on this. There were three things that needed to happen with the scene in order for us to feel like Colin was locked in. We needed to see him resist, we needed to see him give in, and we needed to see him feeling changed by the situation. And while we got this, there was a big element underneath that was missing. The show does this well, especially when Tom Verica is directing, and it puts you in the emotional experience of the character. When I was doing my rewatch, I was struck by the fact that it felt like Colin wasn't actually emotionally locked in. It was almost the fact that we didn't see him suffer enough. And I know that there's been a lot of conversation about feeling like he hadn't earned Penelope, but I think if we would have changed this scene and really allowed us to see the emotional despair and the cost of him saying yes, it wouldn't have felt like we just kind of jumped into it or we breezed over it. I think what they didn't take into consideration is that throughout the duration of this, and we have to think about from season 1 to 3, that most of us women are on Penelope's side with this. We have the experience of being somebody who's felt isolated or not seen or not worthy, whether or not that's because of a physicality, whether or not you felt like you've been friend zoned. We really went on that journey with Penelope, and we're very much rooting for her to have this really good experience. So story-wise, they've set Colin up to get to this moment where it is actually costing him something to say yes to this. So we go back to season 1. Colin is a Bridgerton, and I mean Bridgerton in the sense that there's no trouble in the world for them. Everything is effortlessly and elegantly floating and happening for them. It's very much the way that Penelope sees them. It's very much the way that the outside world sees them. And of course, we're watching and we're seeing the kind of faults of this. But Colin's perspective at the beginning of the show is very much like, there's no challenge for me in this. Like, it's going to happen. It's going to be easy and effortless. And then, of course, he proposes to Marina and he finds out that he actually probably got engaged to her because she needed somebody to make sure that she and her babies were safe. And it starts sending him on this path of questioning his place in the world. Now, of course, he was already planning to go off on his adventure. So between season 1 and 2, he is doing whatever he's doing, traveling the world, and he's learning to find his place in it. But he's come back and he's not feeling settled of his uncertainty when it comes to relationships because he thought he knew all of these things. And of course, traveling gave him lots of exposure, but he was still left after this question, which is why he goes and finds her again in season 2. But up until this point, we have to remember it's almost like Colin's been rocked systemically because what he expected would be easy for him has now changed, and he's gone off into the world and he's experienced all of these things, and Anthony seems to be having whatever time he's got going on, but Colin still isn't feeling like he has full control of himself and his experience in the world. So when we come into season 3, we see that he's decided to create this persona that allows him to know how everybody's going to react to him. He has control because he's putting this version of himself out there, and he no longer has that emotional vulnerability that he had before because he knows what these people want, even if it's not him. He's tucked himself away and pushed this version of himself out. And so when we get to this moment, his scene can play a couple of ways. It can play as though he's resisting her because he doesn't want to give her the wrong impression that he would be into something more. There's the idea that he wouldn't want to be with her because it wouldn't be approved by anybody else. But then there's also that space of him knowing that doing this is an emotional boundary that he will have to cross. I don't fully believe it yet, but this is somebody that he cares for. This is somebody whose opinion matters to him. And him saying yes comes with a caveat that he's placing himself in an emotionally vulnerable space that he's really worked hard to no longer have to put himself in. But because we don't get that in the scene, because we don't feel that, we feel like he hasn't earned it. We feel like he hasn't suffered enough in the same ways that Penelope has suffered in this journey. We feel like it's not costing him anything to say yes, but it's costing her pride to ask him to do this. And so when he's kind of shocked at the end and he feels suddenly like his world has been unmoored, so we go from this into episode 3, we don't realize that there has been such a great emotional shift. We're starting to see it, but we don't feel it. Truthfully, what's made worse by this is the whistle down voiceover. But I have a lot to say about season 3, so if you want me to break down anymore, let me know in the comments below.